Well, first off, I want to again welcome everybody here. Thank you very, very much. And again, first to the Door Mission Monastery for gracing us with their presence, and also to Father John, who's visiting with us also here. And so, welcome to everybody. So again, let me say that, because seeing this is just an absolutely wonderful and beautiful thing. And this is what community is really about. So thank you. But two quick stories, and the first one, where did Father Gabriel go? There you are. Okay, so the reason that I was very nervous about closing my eyes is because when I went to boot camp, they lined us all up after we got off the bus, and they had us stand at ease, and the drill sergeant says, "Gentlemen, I want you all to close your eyes. I want you to contemplate, why are you joining the United States Army? And trust that we will do the right thing." We closed our eyes, and immediately they punched us all in the gut and put us to the floor. So I was very nervous about closing my eyes. So he spoke very eloquently about silence. Now, most of you that know me, you know that I spent the first 50 years of my life not as a priest, all right? So I grew up in a Greek household. We do not understand the concept of stillness or silence, period. We don't even know what that is. Every single meal that I ever ate, it was, "The food is too cold, the food is too hot. Why are you not over here? Come over here, put this down, plate this." So everything was yelling. So then I got married to Presbyter. I got married to Terry. Now Terry comes from a Baptist household. Very nice, calm, very. So I go over to the house, and that was the first time in my life I've ever saw stillness. Because everybody sits at the table, quiet, okay. And then I heard things I've never heard before. "Can you please pass the salt?" Who says this in a Greek house? Please, I'd never heard that word before. So it was nice. It was very, I felt at ease, I felt calm. Because it was always a drama in the house. And so that was the first time that I experienced this. All right, so stillness for me personally is a very, very difficult thing, as I realize it is for many of us. Because we do live, as Father Gabriel says, we do live in this very, very chaotic world that is full of noise. From the moment that you wake up, again with the cell phone, until when you go to bed. And so that, for us to do anything on our own is very difficult. So to get to where Father Gabriel says we need to be, most of us are not able to do that. Who here exercises by themselves at home? Who actually, well, that's more than I thought. Quick story. I went over to do a house blessing. We're going through the house. He takes me downstairs, and we're blessing through the thing. And then I came up to the treadmill. He had a treadmill there. And he says, "Father, aren't you going to bless the treadmill?" I said, "No, I don't bless things you don't use." So it's very difficult. Now, how many people stay on that exercise machine? Because I did the same thing. I went and I ordered all of this stuff online, all this magic stuff to become Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Terry even said, Presbyter Terry even said, she says, "It'll be in the garage sale in 6 months. It was 8 months. All right. So we're not able to do, most of us cannot do this on our own. Okay, so what do you do when you can't do it on your own? You go to a gym, right? You go to a gym because there's other people there, and you watch them and you see them, and Presbyter and I have done this many times. We're at the gym. Of course, I like to manage. Not really a worker. I like to manage stuff. So I'll look and I'll say, "Look how good she's exercising. You know, that's very good. Okay, but I'll see somebody doing an exercise and I'll say, "That's interesting. I've never seen that before." And that gives me, then I learned something. And this is what the church is. it's not just about worship. Certainly it's about worship. Certainly it's about receiving Holy Communion and uniting with God. But equally so, it is for us to be in communion with one another and to learn from one another. This is why it's important to have our children with us during the liturgy, because they learn from us. So that that stillness, that silence that I learned growing up was the words that were being said. And I didn't realize it fully or deeply until seminary. All right. So for example, this is the one that just makes me laugh, because the priest comes out, and I say it in English so that they can actually understand. I say, "Let us bow our heads before the Lord." What does everybody do? St. John Chrysostom just said, "Bow your heads before the Lord." Doesn't anybody understand? What is that for? That is to take our minds and direct them to where they should be. Before the gospel is read, I'm supposed to be paying attention. What is the words that the priest says? He comes out before the gospel, "Peace be unto you." Put you at peace, right? He doesn't say, "And the gospel is according to St. Mark, put down your cell phones so that you may listen." No, he says the same thing that Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "Peace be unto you." He grants you now the grace of the all-holy Spirit. So the church is a place of askesis. It's a place of exercise where we learn with one another how to operate in this stillness. I 100% agree with what Father Gabriel says, but this is a very difficult thing for us to do anything on our own. By the way, I hope Lori's not here, because I said the one gospel reading, "And what is impossible with men," and Lori said out, "is possible with women." So, but that is not Jesus' words. That was not Jesus' words. Let's be clear about that. All right. But it is impossible for us to be still by ourselves. We need that grace that is given to us. But it's difficult for us to get it by ourselves. So we have the church as our mother, as our teacher, as our spiritual guide, through being in communion with one another, that we can learn now how to be still. And that, once we understand that and we learn that, now we can take that next step, and now we can be still and be in and pray in secret, then as Jesus Christ tells us. So the idea here is that we have to bring both private prayer and corporate prayer and understand how these two fold together. In fact, it is so much so, the church believes this, because their construction itself speaks to the idea of stillness. We just don't build a building and go, hey, I think this is a very cool building. Let's just build whatever we want. No, we don't. We build a very distinct structure to enhance the idea of silence and stillness. We build an exonarthex, we build a narthex, and then we build a sanctuary. Why? Why not just have the doors, walk in and be done? Because when you come into the sanctuary, if you do not have a decompression chamber, what are you going to be thinking about? And then I hear people say, "I'll be thinking about God." No, you won't. What you're going to be thinking about is, what are you going to have for supper? Where are we going? What movie are we going to see? And boy, oh boy, I should not have told my wife that she did not look good in that dress. These are the things that you're thinking about. All right? Not that I've ever made that mistake, ever. So what we have is the church understands the psychology of mankind. It's a beautiful thing. You come into the church, the exonarthex, and there is an icon in front of you. And so that's the beginning of this decompression, that you have a chance to look at that icon. Ah, that's the feast of the day. Oh, so your mind starts to focus. You walk through the doors, you walk into the narthex. The church gives you something to do. Go get a candle. Take the candle, light the candle, say a small prayer. because they understand that there's many things on your mind, and it gives you this opportunity to slowly now enter into what is this temporal outside the temporal reality and into what is actual reality, which is the kingdom of God. And so now you've lit this candle, you've said a small prayer to yourself, and now you're walking into the sanctuary. And now you walk in the sanctuary, and the first words out of my mouth or the priest's mouth is what? Turn off yourself. No. It is, blessed is the kingdom of God. The very first words you hear are to put you in a state of stillness, that you have arrived. You are foretasting what is your reward. You are in the kingdom of heaven. And you are at peace. And because we realize that you along the way during the liturgy will get lost, what do? We give you iconography. So that when your eyes wander, you are still in the kingdom of heaven. And then slowly your eyes return then back to the liturgy. So the church psychologically has always embraced the idea of being one with God and embracing this stillness. And so it gives us that opportunity to practice that so that we may then practice what Father Gabriel said, which is to have that beautiful prayer, those private prayers, but never to forget that we are a community and that we are all the image and likeness of God, and this is what he meant us to be. That's it.